Okay, I'm chatting to Sarah from Mrs. Darlington and Daughters. Hello, Sarah. How are you doing? You all right?
I'm all right, thank you. Good morning.
So, is your actual name Sarah Darlington then?
It is, yeah. I'm one of the daughters. So, my mum is Mrs. Darlington, Marion, and then I run the business with my sister, Wendy.
Fantastic. So, a little bit of a history about for people that don't know who Darlington Daughters are and what you do, please.
Well, we're a family business. We started out as farmers. So my mum and dad, Tom and Marion, ran a poultry farm, and originally they milked cattle as well, milked cows as well, near Nantwich. And when I was a child, they had a lot of hens, and we sold the eggs to the local shops in Crewe and Nantwich, and a little bit further afield. And then there were too many cracked eggs one year, and they just didn't know what to do with them. The packing station stopped buying them. And mum being very industrious and dad being the entrepreneur, decided that they'd make lemon curd with the cracked eggs. So I was in the brownies at the time, that's a long time ago, and we collected jam jars through the brownies. Mum made lemon curd, and she took them to the local shops in Crewe and Nantwich and see if they would buy any.
So, listen, I'm a city bloke, okay? So I'm not used to all of this farmland and all of this kind of stuff, right? I didn't know you could make lemon curd out of cracked eggs.
Oh, absolutely. Lemon curd is only... but proper lemon curd, I should say.
Right.
Real lemon curd, not the stuff, some of the stuff you buy in the supermarkets. It's full of preservatives and additives. Real lemon curd is actually only made out of four ingredients. So you've got lemon juice and lemon zest. You've got eggs, sugar, and then you've got a fat margarine or butter. So that's all it takes. So egg is the biggest ingredient in lemon curd.
Wow. I didn't know that. Oh, my days.
So hence, mum, I mean, she always made lemon curd when we were children. We were used to having it on toast and lemon curd tarts and in cakes. So when they had too many cracked eggs, dad said, why don't you make some of your lemon curd, Marion, and see if we can sell it. So we literally made 20, 30 jars a week, no more than that, in the kitchen at home. I used to come home from school and squeeze lemons on the Kenwood mixer. Mum would have various saucepans on the go on the hob. And it literally started with no grand plan, no big idea, just, let's use up the cracked eggs.
I was brought up on lemon curd, but my dad used to put it on toast.
Yeah, no, that's how, I mean, I must admit, I generally have it on a cake or a lemon curd tart, but a lot of people eat it on toast like they do with jam or marmalade. That's, I think, the most is eaten like that.
Fantastic. So what else do you make then at Darlington Daughters?
Well, lemon curd was the first thing we made, but very soon after making lemon curd, one of the local fruit farmers at War came to Mum and said she got too much soft fruit one season and could she do anything with it? So Mum said, of course I will. So she made jam. So from the early days, we've made lemon curd and a range of jams. Then we moved on to marmalades and chutneys. We make condiments, ketchup nowadays. So we've actually got a range of over 80 products now.
You make ketchup?
We do. We make, this is a new product for us. We make beetroot ketchup, spicy tomato ketchup, and a brown sauce.
Have you ever spoken to Heinz? Can you divulge the traditional tomato ketchup recipe or not?
I don't think we're on quite on the same scale as Heinz, but they're new products and they're going quite well, so people obviously like them.
Oh, wow. Now, listen, so VE Day is coming up.
Yeah.
What's the connection between yourselves and VE Day? What can you tell us?
Well, my dad, Tom, had a brother, Bill, Uncle Bill, and he was one of the soldiers that was actually fighting in the World War, and he was one of the soldiers that came back on the Armada little boats at Dunkirk. So we thought when it came to VE Day, as a family, we wanted to celebrate all that was achieved and remember everything that happened, because it obviously touched our family, like lots of families. So we decided to do a limited edition label for our lemon curd and our strawberry jam, our two best sellers. And we're giving 10 pence per jar to SAFA, the Armed Forces charity. And they've gone incredibly well, I think partly because of what's happening in the rest of the world at the moment. There's lots of sales for jam. People are at home baking cakes. So we've been able to help SAFA more than we thought we could. So we're actually going to be able to donate over £6,000 to them from the sales of all the jam and lemon curd.
That is fantastic. That's a lot of money as well. So that's a really good cause as well. That's fantastic.
Yeah, no, we're very proud that I think they'll have struggled with everything going on, that so many events have been cancelled, as we all know. So at least there's been a little bit of a bonus from the sales of the jam. So we're delighted to have been able to support them.
So for the people that are doing their own private celebrations and being creative by doing a street party, but not an actual street party, but a street party in individual gardens. You know what I mean by that, don't you?
Yeah. I think it's a great idea, and obviously I think it's so important that we carry on and celebrate V-Day. It's so much part of our history, and as British people, it's such a celebration that we shouldn't let what's happening at the moment overshadow it as much as we can. Obviously, it's very difficult. We can't all be together anymore, but I think everyone hopefully we'll have some nice weather on Friday, and we can all get outside and maybe have a little afternoon tea party.
Well, I've got some inside information on the weather. It's going to be 20 degrees, and it's going to be like this today. So it's going to be glorious sunshine with lots of blue sky on Friday.
Fantastic.
Now, how can you persuade somebody to put down that burger and go, do you know what, I'm going to have a scone instead? A scone or a scone, depending on where you're from.
Depends where you're from. It's a scone for me. But I just think it's very British, isn't it? Afternoon tea. I think if we've got the nice weather and lots of us are at home at the moment, why not? You know, we can have a burger another day, can't we? But some Mrs. Darlington's strawberry jam on a scone, or some lemon curd on a cake or a lemon curd tart. I can imagine that on Friday afternoon. I shall certainly be trying to make some at home myself.
Oh, it's much nicer and lighter to have, because if you have a burger, it's very heavy and it lies on you heavy. If you have a nice Victoria sponge or something, or a scone with the jam and cream in, it's perfect. It's great.
Oh, no, and I think at the moment, obviously, everyone's got a little bit more time maybe to do some baking. Certainly the sales of flour have shown that. And I think lots of people are rediscovering cooking in the kitchen. So hopefully people are digging out some dusty recipes of scones and Victoria sponges, and that'll be part of the afternoon tea on Friday for everybody.
With this podcast interview, if we've ignited somebody's imagination and gone, do you know what, I want some of that jam, some of that preservative stuff, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can get in touch with us via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. They can give us a ring. We're quite happy to have a chat with anybody. We've got lots of local stockists in the Macclesfield and Cheshire area, so we can put you in the right direction. And we do mail order as well, which obviously at the moment, lots of people who are stuck inside or self-isolating, we've been able to use that. So we're very busy packing up lots of jars of jam at the moment.
I was going to ask you, how would you get your deliveries to the general public? But you've answered that anyway.
We send it out. We've always done mail order. It's not the biggest part of our business, but it is getting busier now. But at least we'll be able to help customers that are used to being able to get it from their local shop and perhaps can't get there at the moment.
Fantastic. Well, listen, have a great VE Day celebration yourself and your family. Give my regards and our regards to the family as well, won't you?
Thank you very much. Yeah, no, Mum will be delighted. Unfortunately, she's like lots of grandparents and parents at the moment. She's self-isolating, so she's very frustrated that she can't come and help us in the business, but we're trying to keep her safe.
I can bet that she's fitter than me, and I'm only 40 years old. I bet she's fitter than I am.
She'd still like to be here making the jam, for sure, yeah. But she's 81 now, so we've said she can have a retirement.
Absolutely. Sarah Darlington from Darlington and Daughters, thank you very much, and enjoy the celebrations.
Thank you.